When I first looked at the gospel for this week and found that I was going to be preaching, I looked at it and I said, well, a leper gets healed. Okay. But there's more. There's a lot more in this gospel. Let us enter this story as the leper. Imagine for a moment that you are that leper and that you have that dreaded disease, leprosy. And not just the disease, you have a new identity. You are not even called by your first name. You are called leper. This is your life, the life of a leper. Cut off from family, friends, the synagogue. Your only companions are other lepers who suffer the same sorry condition and are quarantined with you. You have no job and must depend upon the pity of others for your food, which you beg for on the fringes of the village from which you have been cast out. Your head is shaved, your garments are rent, torn, a sign of perpetual mourning for your state. Everywhere you go, you wear bells and cry out, unclean, unclean, warning those who come near, protecting them from your contagious condition. Unclean, unclean, declaring that you are a sinner because everyone believes this disease was caused by your personal sins. That is very much the way the leper must have felt. And then somehow he had heard about Jesus. The word was getting out about Jesus and how Jesus healed people. So out of his agony and desperation, he went to find Jesus, breaking the Levitical law, which states that that lepers were to be quarantined and they were not permitted to come into contact with others. But he ignores this law and finds Jesus and approaches him with a profound manner of humility. He comes beseeching him, which is urgently pleading. He is on his knees, and he says, if you will, you can make me clean. His passionate request is conditioned not on the ability of Jesus to heal him, because he says, you can make me clean, but his plea is based on the willingness and the desire of Jesus. If you will, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus is not a Pharisee. He didn't say, I'm sorry, but haven't you read the book of Leviticus? Moved with great pity. The Greek word here is splunknon. It refers to the inner parts, your guts, everything that is in you. It's the seat, the deepest seat of your emotions. It's the heart, as we speak in contemporary language. Jesus does the unthinkable, the scandalous. He touches the leper and says, I will be clean. Touching the leper itself was a violation of the law. It says in Leviticus 5:3, if one touches uncleanness of whatever sort the uncleanness may be, he shall be guilty of breaking that law. Now, Jesus could have simply spoken the word, be healed, and he would have been healed. He had done that on other occasions. But here he touches the leper. St. John Chrysostom wrote, "The reason why Jesus touches the leper and did not confer health upon him by word alone was that this uncleanness is a natural one and that he himself is Lord of the law." Now, I think it's easy for us to identify with the leper in one sense, since we all come to Jesus. We come to Jesus in need of his cleansing of our sins and his touch, his grace. But the greater challenge for us today, I think, in this gospel is for us to identify with Jesus, the Master himself. Just before Deacon St. Francis of Assisi, just before he died, he dictated what became known as his testament. It was a mere 1,130 words of dictation before he died. And he said it, "When I was in sin, the sight of lepers nauseated me beyond measure. But then God himself led me into their company, and I had pity on them. When I became acquainted with them, what had previously nauseated me because of the source of became the source of spiritual and physical consolation for me." To counter his natural aversion to lepers, Francis would go down to the colony of lepers, which was a couple miles south of Assisi, outside the city walls. Along with other friars, he continued to minister to the lepers, feeding them while also caring for them and kissing their wounds. This became an ongoing ministry for Francis and the friars. When I was in diaconal formation, our director of formation, Deacon Jerry Brennan, encouraged us to be open to what God might be asking us to do. Sometimes we are called to do things that cut against the grain, things that are difficult, things we would naturally run away from. He encouraged us to be open and not run from those, but rather to be willing, like Francis, to kiss the leper, whatever that might be, no matter how difficult. I don't think I've come to that point where I've identified a leper at this point. But I think there is one for us. Is there a leper that God has asked you to kiss? It could be a broken family relationship, a broken family relationship that needs to be healed, that's difficult. A neighbor that might be in great need at this time, or a coworker perhaps that is unemployed, lost employment. Maybe, on the other hand, it's something that we are putting off doing because it's hard, it's difficult. Maybe it's time for us to kiss the leper, allowing Christ to turn our fears into freedom, the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God.